Just a real quick announcement at our team meeting this morning. We voted for the 2017 recipient of the Ed Block Courage Award, and the winner went to Kyle Long. I think it's a prestigious honor. Obviously, it does exemplify courage. Coming back from some of the injuries, especially the one Kyle had, took a lot of rehab and a lot of faith and patience to get that done. And I know the team was excited for him, and he was excited to be at the conclusion of that injury. Any questions?
Kyle Long, what have you come to really appreciate about Kyle's ability to push through things?
Well, he's extremely tough. He's been through a lot in his life. I think, all these guys, have some kind of adversity coming through. But, I've been real impressed just watching his growth since I've been here. Matured as a teammate, matured as a team member, matured as a player as far as a lot of the details. Obviously, he had a lot of God-given ability. But to channel that and to watch him grow and it was a setback for sure, him getting hurt last year in Tampa. It was a pretty serious injury. It takes a special guy to kind of weather that and do all the things necessary. And not that all the pain's gone, but he's healthy again, and I've liked the way he's played when he's been healthy this season.
We've gone all week without asking you about Carolina and your ties there. What did you learn as a young coach there? Your tenure was like 9 years.
Yeah, I think, very fond memories. Played a couple championship games in 05, 03. We were a divisional round playoff team in 08. We were in a Super Bowl in 03. Ended up losing to the New England Patriots. It was around great people, both in the organization, in the community, and not to mention all the great players we had, that were really good dudes that I still stay in touch with, that, were part of those winning seasons and the success we had.
Is there anybody still on the team that you keep up with?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Julius, Captain Munderland, Ryan Khalil, Jonathan Stewart, Thomas Davis, we drafted all those guys. So it's easy to see why they've got a strong culture in their locker room, and those are some tremendous guys.
And their GM and former radio guy?
Marty and I go way back to 1992 in San Diego, so he's a good friend, and we've stayed in touch. In fact, I talked to him a while back. He was doing really well. I did congratulate him when he did get that opportunity, so I haven't spoken to him since, just because I've been busy. I'm sure he's been busy.
With Ryan Khalil, looks like he could be coming back after a year. What kind of difference does he make for that offense?
Well, it's huge. I mean, your center is basically the quarterback of your O-line, and then plus all his experience. He's, a heck of a player. We drafted him in the second round. I don't even remember what year, but it was some time ago. At that time, had a starting center, but it was easy to see he was going to be special, and he has been. I don't know how many exact Pro Bowls he's been to, but he's that caliber of player. Very, very smart, great teammate, great in the locker room, and he's extremely athletic. So, it'll be a big improvement for them for sure.
Now kind of talk about Tariq being sort of mentally stretched this year. What did he show you when you first drafted him, when you first got him in this building, that made you think he could handle so many different responsibilities?
Well, I think if you look around the league and you talk to any player, any coach, I think it's immediately evident that a guy can play. I think I heard one of Carolina's players talk about it, whether it was Julius, or I don't remember the reference, but, early on we knew Tariq's going to be pretty special. And, I think anytime you get a guy like that, you try to utilize him in as many roles as you can. And being a young player, he's a punt returner, he's a kick returner, he plays quarterback, he plays wide receiver, he plays running back. As a rookie, six games into your NFL career, it's pretty amazing. So I think it speaks a lot to him and his ability, his football character, and, leave it at that.
Is that something that kind of develops when you first get a guy in a building, from college to the NFL, and just his ability to do that now starts back in, rookie minicamp, just the work he was able to put in there?
Well, Well, you're you know, they're kind of figuring you out, and you're figuring them out, you know, at that stage. You see those abilities. And as a coach, I mean, we're creative. We're teachers. So that's what we do. And you just find avenues to get the ball in his hands. And I think we've stretched those to about the max.
Amos made the big play last week, but outside of that play, is he a better safety than he was last year? And if so, how?
Yeah, I mean, it's just knowledge. It's eyes. It's training. There's a lot that goes on in a very instant that can determine the play being a good play or a bad play. Then there's nuances after that. You know, playing the ball, becoming a receiver. You're not a receiver. You're a defensive player. But those are factors in part of that position. Some people learn it immediately. Some people have to work on it. I think in Adrian's case, I believe it was his very first one. And then to take it back and in a very athletic manner, you know, which was a big play in the game for us because it involved scoring points, I think it's a big step. So this game's about confidence, but like I said many times, it takes good things to happen before you gain confidence.
But that he was replaced in the offseason by another player, is that how it works where a guy generally learns his lesson, or do some guys go the other way? I mean, in other words, do you feel like he benefited from that experience of losing his job, I guess?
I don't know if benefit is the right word for losing your job. I think it's life. I mean, you get knocked down, and now what are you going to do? How are you going to respond? Anything worth a darn, you don't win every day. You know, you don't win back-to-back World Series very often. You don't win back-to-back Super. You don't win back-to-back anything very easily, especially when you're competing against the best in the world at what you do. We went out. We added people, to create competition. Early in the season, we chose a different guy. It had nothing to do with it. He was bad. We just liked the other guy better. And he continued to work like you expect. I don't care what position it is. You're one play away. If you're a backup, you're one play away from being that starter. So, Quentin got hurt. He stepped in, and I've been impressed with both how he handled that setback, early on, and I think he's reaping the benefits now.
What would you guys gain if Nick is able to go on the side?
Okay.
How would Nick help you if he can play
something? I think everybody can help. We've gone into games the last two games with just three. Usually we have four. We were down to two. 2 weeks ago. So he definitely helps. He upgrades us, and we're close. We still got a little more time.
Obviously, a good sign knowing where he was when the injury occurred that he's going to be able to play again. What are you most eager to see in his continued development that he'll get have his opportunity?
Well, I think I stress with players, and when it relates to injuries, is really nobody knows their body like they do. Not that they're doctors, just like I'm not, but. It's a juggling act in the sense of you never really want to push a guy to play that's coming off of injury, but you also don't want to hold him back or deny him the right to do what he does. So it's a fine line. I mean, you've got doctors, we have trainers, we have strength and conditioning people that they have a feeling, but ultimately it comes down to the player and how confident he is to be able to do his job, which. He understands that job way better than medical people.
What have you seen in him as a player as he's continued to get better? Then obviously you'll be able to.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he had skills. I mean, you don't draft people you don't feel like have the skill set. But this game's fast and it takes experience. It takes time. He's a smart guy that's been willing to work, and I've seen that improvement from last year to this year. And anytime you get whacked or injured or taken out for some reason, it. You got to kind of regain that again. It's like a do-over. He's had a good week, and we still have time and for him to gain that confidence, and we'll see.
Thanks, guys.
Pretty good?
Thank you.
Thank you.